You've got to get out of the way because somebody gets squashed.
Someone get hurt, and then we get the blame.
Well, who's the spokesman here? It's great.
Logging versus greenies. It's a tired stereotype, but a documentary to be shown on ABC TV tonight digs behind that stereotypical confrontation. Filmmaker Peter Vaughan spent 5 years in the forests of East Gippsland, filming the face-off between a local community dependent on the logging industry and a group of environmentalists who refused to be moved.
The loggers in the area were facing very hard times because the forests they were then being sent into log. When I arrived, we were getting steeper and steeper. The trees were getting much harder to pull out. All the trees were getting to be of low quality because the best timber had been logged in the decades before. At the same time, the conservation movement was becoming extremely concerned that the last areas of old-growth forests, like the iconic Coolangook Valley, were not going to be conserved. They were actually going to be sacrificed to that last few years of logging to keep a dying industry going. You know, the government policy of logging these last areas of what they call high conservation value, the big, large old-growth forests of rainforest growing underneath it, created almost an unnatural conflict, you know, a passion on both sides, loggers needing work, needing money to pay their families, and conservationists completely dedicated to their cause, which is, you know, conserving these last areas.
They were amazingly dedicated too. Like, it is quite hard to watch at times when people are really putting themselves in quite a lot of danger.
Yeah, I suppose it's, you know, time in people's lives when, you know, they're very passionate about causes, and I suppose too, like when you do spend time in pretty majestic nature, you know, you start to develop loyalties to areas and, you know, a love for something that's so beautiful, which is what happens in places like Coolangook. You know, that Coolangook had a blockade going from 1997 right up until 2002, which was almost continuously peopled the whole time. It was a fortress they built in there, and, you know, so it's like thousands of people would have come through that camp and experienced the valley. And I suppose when the department went back and logged it in March 2002, and people from all over Australia sort of who had experienced it, obviously had made some sort of commitment to protecting it, flocked back and sort of throw a spanner in the works of the government's plans to log the valley, and eventually that led to the area being declared national park earlier or late last year.
As a filmmaker, what attracted you to go up there, and you actually lived up there for several years? What made you make the decision to devote yourself so entirely to one project?
I suppose just to tell the story. I went down there initially in 1999 to develop an idea around a natural history theme, you know, around the old-growth forest, around the rainforests of the region, and just examine what impact logging was having on that. And as I was there, meeting loggers in the bush and discovering that there was something strange going on with the industry, that, you know, the loggers themselves knew that the industry wasn't being managed sustainably, and they were starting to get concerned about their futures. And at the same time, the conservationists were fighting some very losing battles in areas that you actually go out and investigate prior to logging. So you'd be out looking, you know, walking in forest, you know, with trees of diameters up to 4 metres or something like that, and then you go back after they've been logged, and then firebombed with napalm dropped from helicopters. You just see this incredible land use being put into action, or basically clearing Australia's greatest reserves of biodiversity. And you just start to ask yourself, you know, is this really a good use for you know, such diverse and beautiful forests when you can grow eucalypts on any decent land? You don't need to clear old-growth forests to grow the kinds of plantations that come back after the stop of logging.
Did you expect when you started to get so involved, because you actually get arrested at one stage, so you get really quite deeply implicated in the whole story. Was that what you had planned?
No, it's just one of the consequences of trying to film in areas controlled by the Victorian Department of Sustainability and Environment. At the time, they had attitudes that state forests were their domain, basically their private fiefdom, and they would use all means they could to stop media watching what they were doing. And on many occasions when I was filming events, I was ordered to leave, and at the same time giving no cooperation either from the department.
In the end, there seemed to be not a bad relationship between some of the loggers and the greenies. It's almost like they were sort of warriors on the same frontier, really.
Yeah, well, probably an understanding. Probably also because a lot of the, you know, the conservationists who'd lived out there, they kind of became locals, really. A lot of, you know, they might have started off as city blow-ins or whatever, but, you know, they, a lot of them ended up living there by 5 years, you know, for 5 years or longer, by 2002 when the cutbacks happened. And, you know, they knew the same areas, they kind of enjoyed the same things, and, you know, they met regularly on blockades and got to know each other's names and characters. And yeah, so there was a sort of camaraderie developed, and a common enemy was recognised in the logging department. You know, the loggers realised that they were being sent in basically as the fall guy, you know, for the department, to stir up trouble. Mm. In the sense that if you send loggers into a contentious area and the Greenies blockade, you're going to keep the media focused on that conflict, and the media will not go any deeper. It won't look at the actual sustainable rate of logging. It won't look at government management, and it won't look at the, you know, damage being done to ecology or the inadequacies and incompetence of the department.